This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is our moment.
Another Democrat jumps into the 2020 presidential race. This time, Washington State Governor Democrat Jay Inslee announces his candidacy this morning in a YouTube video.
I'm Jay Inslee, and I'm running for president because I'm the only candidate who will make defeating climate change our nation's number one priority. We can do this. Join our movement.
The former congressman has been governor of Washington since 2012. California Governor Gavin Newsom has declared an emergency in parts of Northern California that have been ravaged by deadly flooding. A man drowned in Ferndale yesterday when he got swept away by fast-moving floodwaters. In Sonoma County, the Russian River flooded to its highest level in 25 years yesterday, and thousands had to evacuate. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The State Department appears to be backing North Korea's version of why denuclearization talks between President Trump and Kim Jong-un collapsed. The president told reporters he walked away because Kim insisted all sanctions be lifted before the North would dismantle its central nuclear research and development facility. Now, reports out this morning say a senior State Department official has told reporters anonymously the North wanted only sanctions imposed since 2016 to be lifted. At a meeting of the United Nations Security Council yesterday, a resolution to express support for Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido failed after Russia and China vetoed the move. U.S. Special Representative for Venezuela Elliot Abrams saying the U.S. will still support Guaido and the Venezuelan people.
We look forward to genuinely free and fair elections and to a government that reflects the will and aspirations of the Venezuelan people.
This is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Speakers today at the big conservative political action conference outside D.C. will include Vice President Pence, Kellyanne Conway, and Republican Senator Ted Cruz. Yesterday, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham addressed CPAC, as we hear from USA's Rick Vincent.
Graham says his relationship with President Trump didn't get off to a great start.
I remember meeting him after he got elected, and he said, "Hey, Lindsey, I don't have your phone number." And I said, "There's a reason for that." So I've given him my phone number, and trust me, he uses it.
Graham has since become one of the president's strongest supporters. He told the group that although the president can be a handful, he wants to see Trump succeed, and he enjoys the ability to influence Trump by staying in the president's corner.
Thousands of people might have been exposed to the measles at Chicago's Midway Airport. The Illinois Department of Public Health confirming yesterday that an unvaccinated person who was infectious arrived at the airport's Concourse B last Friday night. Actor Luke Perry remains hospitalized after suffering what's reported to have been a massive stroke. The 52-year-old Perry is best known for the 1990s hit Beverly Hills 90210. Perry's representative knocking down a report by TMZ that the actor has been placed in a medically induced coma, saying he's merely sedated and under observation. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and we're going to be talking about all roads leading to single payer when it comes to that Democratic 2020 hopefuls. And Sally Pipes is with us, the president and CEO of the Pacific Research Institute. Sally, good to have you back with us. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. It's very, very stressful time. So as we saw yesterday when House Member Pramila Jayapal and Debbie Dingell introduced their even more expansive single-payer Medicare for All bill than Senator Sanders has been talking about.
Well, isn't there a bit of desperation here, Sally? I sense, because it's like they're trying to top the other. And when you don't have good policies that work, or you've had failed policies, that has always been the Democratic mindset. It's like, oh, if we only had more money, if we only had a bigger commitment, then these things would work. But they took over our healthcare system with Barack Obama, and it's a disaster, and we're still trying to get free from the big mess it caused for our healthcare system.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that originally President Obama's idea with Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, was a stepping stone to single payer. I think,
he
thought the exchanges would fail, and then, well, now we need single payer, which he had been in favor of before. But he promoted that. And, of course, it has been a failure. Premiums have been too high. Deductibles are too high. Small networks of doctors and hospitals. And so, you know, it has been a disaster. Remember, he promised if you like your doctor and you like your insurance plan, nothing will change. If the average family would see its premium go down by $2,500. None of that has happened.
And somehow, Sally, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but for just a moment here, because there is so much fervor and angst about this whole deal, because basically the president of the United States lied to we the people. It didn't happen the way he rolled it out. And, of course, the Democrats are shocked that the people who trusted in him resent this whole idea that, okay, now we're going to go single payer, like that's the answer, right?
Right. Well, and of course, I'm Canadian. I grew up under single payer. Single payer is not the answer. The average Canadian family waits 19.8 weeks, 5 months, from seeing a primary care doctor to treatment by a specialist. It's not free. The average family pays $13,000 a year in hidden taxes for a health care plan that rations care and gives you long waits. So,
how many doctors have you lost along the way?
Oh, well, there's a doctor shortage in Canada, just like in the UK under the National Health Service, which is 70, turning 71, they have a shortage of 46,000 nurses and 11,000 doctors. It's the same in Canada. Canadian doctors, when the government fully took over the healthcare system a lot, moved to the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we get Bernie Care or Jayapal Care or any of these programs would totally ban private coverage, we are going to see a greater shortage of doctors, and we're going to see the best and brightest not going into medicine.
Because exactly.
These Democrats are saying doctors will be paid. We can reduce the cost by paying doctors 40% below what they get paid for treating private patients, i.e. at the Medicare rate. This is not going to instill a big...
Pretty arrogant in a free market system where you want to tell people what they're going to make, right? I mean, here it is on one hand, they're arguing for minimum wage, and then on the other hand, they're looking at cutting the ankles right out underneath our healthcare professionals. I don't know how they connect the dots with their, disjointed logic here.
Well, no, and Jayapal came out and said this, the Medicare for All system, backed by 107 co-sponsors, which is a smaller number than the co-sponsors under John Conyers' House bill a couple of years ago, where he had 124. I think a lot of the Democratic House members did not sign on to her bill because she said it would be in place within 2 years after the 2020 election. A lot of them are nervous. Even Pelosi came out today and said, I'm not for Medicare for All. How are we going to pay for it?
Exactly.
We know $32 trillion over 10 years is the latest number, $3.2 trillion a year.
Right.
And no government program ever costs what people estimated, because the demand always is much greater than the supply.
Right. Exactly. $3.2 trillion, that's almost what we're paying right now for the government that we have on our hands. So we're going to double the cost of the existing government in order to accommodate a Medicare for All. And is there any place on the planet, Sally, that you can tell us where single payer is working?
Well, absolutely not. I mean, as I say, I'm Canadian, 5 months from seeing a primary care doctor, treatment by a specialist, doctor shortage, high taxes, and ration care. It's the same in the UK. 4.3 million Brits are on a waiting list to get an appointment with a specialist. Jayapal and Sanders are saying, in addition, Canada doesn't have free dental care, free vision care, free prescription drugs, free long-term care. This is what she is talking about, what Bernie's talking about. Mm-hmm. So this will be even worse in terms of cost. But the worst is it'll be terrible for the American people, because they think, oh, healthcare should be free after listening to Bernie and all of these people. But it's not free, and it will not provide affordable, accessible, quality care for all Americans. We have the best. 63,000 Canadians cross the border each year and come to the U.S.
Exactly.
To pay out of pocket for MRIs, CAT scans, heart surgeries, because the waiting time is too long, and we would have the same problem. Look at the VA. The VA is a
exactly.
system.
Yeah,
and look
perfect.
At the problem.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect example. Sally, the thing that also that needs to be considered here in terms of this, I don't know, give them the benefit of the doubt. I mean, they should know the math to know that this is nothing short of a lie, what they're trying to perpetrate on us, because as if medical care is not enough, then they got the Green Dream or the new Green Deal that they want to purport on us, and that's another almost $100 trillion over the next 10 years. So it's like, okay, what are we going to have here?
Well, absolutely, exactly. And when you have young members of the House like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Bernie Sanders' darling, who, she is a member of Democratic Socialists of America. Her goal is free education, free health care, the fact that people shouldn't be able to have children anymore because of the climate change issue, 70% top tax rate to fund all these programs. Well, this is not the way economics work works. And so these are just ridiculous ideas which will destroy the United States and the country where people come from all over the world, because we do have a market. And as Trump said in his State of the Union, looking right at Sanders and at Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, this is not a socialist country, and we don't want socialist ideas. So this has to be stopped. The American people have to be educated why single payer will be a disastrous reality for them.
Well, all this is being wedged in through their embrace of health care being a right. I don't see that in the Constitution of the United States.
No, exactly. We have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Even Howard Schultz of Starbucks, who is thinking about running as an independent, who is actually a Democrat,
right.
When he came out, when Sanders you know, been starting to talk. And then we had Kamala Harris, the California senator, who said we have to get rid of private health care plan. Let's get rid of all that. Howard Schultz came out and said, that just isn't right. We have a right to the access to health care. I mean, if you said we have a right to health care, we have a right, what, we have a right to housing, we have a right to food, we'll have a right to everything. But how do you determine how large those rights will be? It just won't work.
It's endless. Exactly. Sally Pipes is with us, president and CEO of the Pacific Research Institute. Our conversation will continue right after this.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Send your emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Back with Voice of America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like us. We're talking all the roads, according to the geniuses of the Democratic 2020 presidential hopefuls, are leading to single payer. Oh, what a scary thought. Sally, as you summarized here, you know, they have been pushing this upon us as a right, and there are people, you know, especially in this modern era, the millennials, who have been taught that you get performance trophies, everything is to be handed to you, that you are not supposed to go after and seek and find, but that because you happen to be in this country and all the hard work of its founding fathers and everybody since then, that you have a right to a minimum wage, you have a right to health care. It is something that our founding fathers never addressed.
Right, and you know, all of these programs, when you're talking about them being free, they're not free. All of the government doesn't have money. The
yes.
government gets money from us in the form of taxes. And so the millennials, 48% of millennials polled in September said they support socialism and socialist ideas.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you look at, you know, all of the backers of Bernie Sanders, the original 2017 bill, Medicare for All, you know, he had Kamala Harris, he had Kristen Gillibrand, he had Cory Booker, and Elizabeth Warren. Well, you know, these people have really pushed this to the top of the agenda, and it's going to be a huge issue. I think it'll be the big issue in the 2020 election, and the Republicans mm-hmm. better be prepared with a roadmap on how we need to reform our healthcare system to bring in competition and to put patients and doctors in charge. But when you look at the poll numbers, I mean, 71% in the latest Kaiser poll said, would you favor a national Medicare for All plan if Americans were guaranteed a right mm-hmm. to healthcare? 71% said yes. But
yes.
then when you ask them,
it's going to pay for it.
You had to pay higher taxes for it. And you're going to lose your private coverage. And both of those things went down to 37%.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to, most people, I don't think they understand that single payer Medicare for All means all private insurance is outlawed. It's banned.
Mm-hmm.
And they think, well, you know, because 170 million Americans get their health insurance through their employer and 71% like it, they don't understand that that's all going to be wiped off the book.
Exactly. And I'll guarantee you, just like with Obamacare, the elites, Bernie Sanders, Ocasio-Cortez, the lot of them will have an exemption. And they'll have their own health care system apart from the people, the minions that they have put this incredible system upon.
Yes, exactly. I mean, so, you know, it's fine for the geese, but it won't be fine for the gander. And so this is, you know, this is going to, I think it's going to be a big dividing issue among the Democrats as they're seeing now what it really means for health care for their constituents.
Well, fundamentally, Sally, this is all about the redistribution of wealth and resources and hard work. I mean, even at the very beginning of our country, they experimented with this. And what they experienced, Sally, back in the early days in the founding of our country when the Pilgrims came over, was there were people that didn't want to work, and they were taking advantage. And so then the leaders said, look at what we're going to do is distribute land parcels so that people could go out and work. And if you worked the land and you grew food, you got to eat. If you didn't, you didn't eat. Guess what happened? Everybody started getting a piece of land and working and providing for themselves. This whole idea of the redistribution of wealth to make it easy for some, and again, as we said earlier, you know, the leadership, the elites, just like with Obamacare and everything else that came out of the Democrats, it's going to be for Main Street America because, as Bill Maher said, that's flyover country. They don't matter anyway. They ought to just be lucky that we're here to lead them.
Right. Well, and, you know, I mean, this whole movement, educational movement by the left and the progressive wing of the Democratic Party is really moving America and telling young people, you're entitled to this, you're entitled to that. We're moving to an entitlement society. And who's going to pay for it? It's going to be a huge disaster. Remember Hillary Clinton, her book, It Takes a Village?
Yes.
Well, these people believe the village is government and that government is going to care for it. It's not going to work. And Americans demand health care immediately. They want the best in drugs. They want the best in treatments. They want the best in cancer care. And so that's what we have today, but we will not have any of this if we get a Canadian-style single-payer plan. And as I say, Sanders and Jayapal's plans are even more comprehensive, so
exactly.
It's going to be more detrimental to our health.
Well, we talked about the impact that this would have on the profession itself, and speaking of drugs and prescriptions, what is this going to do for R&D?
Well, exactly. R&D, I mean, all of the major drug companies, whether it's GlaxoSmithKline, a British company, or Roche, or Santa Fe, the French company, they all do their R&D in America because it costs about $2.5 billion from a drug idea to bringing it to market. Most drugs don't make it to market. We don't have price controls. These companies, you know, that's why they do their research and development. And we have the most up-to-date, the innovative drugs. The countries like Canada and Britain and France, they all have price controls, and they import drugs from the United States at a lower price. We sell them. They free ride off our R&D.
Exactly.
If we get single payer, there will be no R&D, and all of the great new genome, all of the new CAR T cell therapies, none of that is going to happen. And that is the future of medicine and the future of curing things such as cancer and Alzheimer's and diabetes. All of these drugs, these illnesses that are very serious. So we want to keep that pipeline open because we want to have the very best care available to Americans.
And Sally, you raised something here that needs to be considered, and this is why when we're talking about healthcare, there are so many moving parts. It is so comprehensive that you can't think of it in just, you know, in just one aspect of it, one component, and say, oh, we're just going to address the cost of insurance, or we're going to just address the cost of prescription. I mean, you get all these ideas that are thrown out there, but they're disjointed, and it's unfair to the American people and those of us who want to understand and appreciate what needs to be done in here in this country. Because I go back when Obamacare was thrust upon us. Remember, they kept saying, well, there's 30 million people uncovered, 30 million, this big donut hole of people that we've got to cover. And my question from day one was, with Obamacare, how are we moving on that 30 million people? We've gone through all this pain and suffering to go along with Obamacare, and how are we doing with that 30 million people? To this day, I cannot get a number. I can't get a number, Sally.
Well, the thing, the most interesting part of Obamacare is that his two goals were to reduce the cost of health care and to eliminate the number of uninsured. Neither of those goals were reached. And in fact, you know, at the high end, at the maximum height of Obamacare in 2015-16, there were only 11 million people who signed up for exchange coverage. Young people paid the individual mandate penalty of $695 or 2.5% of income. We turned our healthcare system upside down for 10 to 11 million people. And these people, even if they had exchange coverage, found that the premiums were too high to use it, the deductibles were too high, they couldn't get the doctors that they used in hospitals they had before. And so, you know, it hasn't solved the problem of universal coverage at all. And that's why we need competition in healthcare. We need to change the tax code so that individuals can buy their health insurance tax-free. We need to allow people to buy coverage across state lines.
Exactly.
We need to change the medical malpractice law so that doctors don't feel they have to practice defensive medicine, which costs about $220 billion a year. All of these things, it changed the age of eligibility for Medicare because people live on average to 80, not 65, when the program came in. We need to do all of these things to give people more choices, not fewer choices, because America's built on the premise of competition, and competition will lower price, bring more people into the market, and provide better options for everyone.
Well, Sally Pipes, I got to have you back because we're going to talk about how we do that. Because on the face, it seems so simple, but we know this is something that we've been trying to tackle for a long time. But we need to get serious about it, and you're exactly right. Sally Pipes has been with us. She is the president of the Pacific Research Institute. Sally, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill. Bye.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is our moment.
Another Democrat jumps into the 2020 presidential race. This time, Washington State Governor Democrat Jay Inslee announces his candidacy this morning in a YouTube video.
I'm Jay Inslee, and I'm running for president because I'm the only candidate who will make defeating climate change our nation's number one priority. We can do this. Join our movement.
The former congressman has been governor of Washington since 2012. California Governor Gavin Newsom has declared an emergency in parts of Northern California that have been ravaged by deadly flooding. A man drowned in Ferndale yesterday when he got swept away by fast-moving floodwaters. In Sonoma County, the Russian River flooded to its highest level in 25 years yesterday, and thousands had to evacuate. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Send your emails direct.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen,
NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, that's where we're at, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Mark Meckler was supposed to join us. Mark, of course, one of the founders of the Tea Party Patriots, and got caught in a meeting. I think he's at CPAC. A lot of conservatives are there over the weekend and right now and getting, you know, a clear vision of conservatism, especially in light of the growing contrast that are being presented by the Democratic Party as they continue to move left. Mark, of course, is the president of Citizens for Self-Governance. And what he wanted to talk about was government spending. You know, that is still an issue. Think back of what really motivated the Tea Party movement. It was the fact that government was getting so big, spending so much money, was unaccountable, and the beat goes on, as Sonny and Cher would sing. And that is what has been going on. And so I'm glad that Mark was bringing that back up. We'll have him on later on next week and talk further about this because, look, we have to keep them accountable. You know, Senator Coburn years ago used to present the annual government waste book. The last time, I think he demonstrated there was over $450 billion. $450 billion. Maybe we're fussing over $5 billion to build a wall, but we got $450 billion of duplicative waste. And, of course, this was a couple of years ago, so God only knows what that's up to. It's got to be up to at least probably $500 billion now. And that's just a quick brush overview, ladies and gentlemen. It's not like we're digging in deep to the inefficiencies of our government. We know that to be the case. I know Bill Maher says the flyover country people, the forgotten men and women, you know, who want to be like the elites, which is laughable. The last thing we want to be is like them. But he says that's, I guess that gives him some sort of comfort and this idea that he's more than everybody else. But meanwhile, flyover country looks at him and go and shakes her head and go, you have got to be nuts. How do you waste the people's money? How do you become so irresponsible and unaccountable? Well, it's elitism. And that's what has been spreading because it has been unaccountable. And now you get this very wealthy white rich guy out of New York, Donald Trump, who comes in, who's not beholden to anybody. And he says, look, we're going to straighten this out. I'm going to walk away from my businesses. I'm going to serve the American people for 4 to 8 years, as long as they can, you know, deal with me. But there's no question that what Donald Trump is doing is turning the tables upside down. And all the elites, the bureaucracy, the bloated government, and the deep state, if you will, and there are participants on both sides. If anything is bipartisan in our government, it is the deep state. It is this shadow government that has found a way to, dig deep into the inner soul of the operation of our governance. And they've been getting away with murder. And they've been ripping us off. And you have a president who comes in. He's willing to call them out. Look what he's done. He took the big boot of government off the throats of the American worker. And shazam. I mean, they're productive like crazy. When it wasn't that long ago that you had a Democratic president who say, you know, look at, hey, it's a grind and it's not going to get any better. 2% GDP is about the best we can hope for. All of a sudden we got thrust into mediocrity. That's not the heart of the American people. Donald Trump understands the heart of the American people. We strive for excellence. We always strive for excellence, unlike the elites that things are handed to them. They've been greatly gifted, and they feel like, hey, look, at they're brilliant, and without them, what would we do? Would we have cell phones? Would we have, would we have all these great movies that they put on the big screen for us? Would we have all this corruption in the government? I mean, hey, look at this is good. I mean, you know, having corruption in the FBI and IRS, all these three-letter agencies. I mean, that's part and parcel, right? I mean, we just need to get used to it because that's just the way big bloated government works. Well, we need to hold them accountable, and it does start with the pocketbook. It starts with the budget. It is out of control, $22 trillion and counting, ladies and gentlemen. That is our, you know, that's our ante of liability. I mean, the top line liability, when you count everything else, I mean, we're talking trillions of dollars involved here. But, nobody wants to hold them accountable. Well, right now, speaking of which, you know, we have a lot of new listeners. And I say welcome to the family of Bill Martinez Live across the country as part of the Radio America Network. And we thank you for joining in. So if you are listening to Bill Martinez for the first time, I will direct you to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information on the radio show is there. We air live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern. And we welcome you to join in. Go to the website. You can even go to Alexa and say, play Bill Martinez Live, and it's right there for you. Podcast, we're givers on this radio show, so we're happy to make the podcast available at no charge. Share them with your friends and neighbors. We work extra hard, I will tell you. We are committed to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. This is beyond the 8-second sound bites, okay? So you don't have to sound like a knucklehead just repeating a bunch of 8-second sound bites that you don't even know what they mean. But we go deep. We bring experts on, best-selling authors, entertainment, issues of faith. We go head-to-head with these issues on your behalf so that you will have a better idea and you will know what you're talking about. Much like President Trump, we are fresh. We're independent. Okay? We're not committed to any particular group that says, oh, you can't say this. And in fact, it's interesting. Sometimes as we're talking to guests, they're going, I can't believe you can talk like that. You can. I mean, it's not like we're going to be cursing here, ladies and gentlemen. But again, in earnest, in order to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads, I don't have anybody looking over my shoulder and saying, oh, Bill, you can't go there. No, I need to go where you want me to go, where you need to go, so that you have a better understanding of what's happening in your world, so you're better equipped, because we've got to get this country back on track. I mean, all the waste that's going on, can you imagine? You know, you're paying for this. We are investing in our government, have been investing in our government all our lives, and this is what we have today, an absolute mess that everybody's fussing and fighting. I mean, can you imagine if everybody was on the same track right now? You know, as President Trump said at the State of the Union, choose greatness. Wow. I mean, that's a bumper sticker. It's a T-shirt. It's a reminder every day that you should choose greatness. And that call was a bipartisan call to Democrats, Republicans, independents, everybody in government, everybody around this country. Choose greatness. You know, together, you know, e pluribus unum, with many, there's one. Many ideas. I mean, there's tremendous amount of diversity in our country, but we need to know what the one thing is that pulls this all together, that at the end of the day we can always agree on. And I maintain that it is those very principles that our founding fathers wrote out for us in the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution. Abandon those and say, well, it's elastic, it's theoretical. I mean, forget the idea, it's proven itself time and again for hundreds of years. But, you know, because we've got the new Green Deal coming, we've got socialism coming, you know, and that is the new frontier. Really? It's proven itself time and again that is not where we want to go. And this is why President Trump could so passionately declare that America will never be a socialist country. At the core of all this, ladies and gentlemen, is liberty. It's freedom for all. Do we do it 100%? Are we perfected in doing that? No. We have a ways to go, but this is why all hands are required to be on deck so that we can get this country on track and understand, in the midst of all the passion that's flying around and the disqualification, the invalidation that's taking place because we want to sell this false narrative that there are more thans than less than. Look, you're an American. And maybe you're not an American citizen now. Maybe you will be later on. And we have a proud heritage. We don't claim perfection, but we've worked hard at what we have done to accomplish on behalf of families of all types, races, and creeds. And that battle will continue. And thank you for joining in. Again, go to BillMartinezLive.com to get all the details. Welcome to the show. Great to have you with us. We've got Abby Johnson coming up next. Stay with us 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
From executive producers Tim Tebow and Robbie Tebow comes Run the Race.
This came for you in the mail today. Congrats. You're on somebody's radar, son.
Two brothers share an unbreakable bond.
I don't want to end up like Dad. I'm going to get that scholarship. I'm going to get us out of here.
But life's unexpected adversities put their future in question.
It's all part of his plan, right?
You're not the first person to wrestle with his faith.
Trust him. He's going to meet you wherever you're at.
Really? It's that simple?
When you lose your way.
I know life can be confusing. It's full of ups and downs.
Why is this so hard?
How do you find the strength to hold on to hope?
I believe in the plan. I believe in you. You're going to come with me wherever I go.
God does love you. He loves you like crazy.
Run the Race. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing. For tickets and showtimes, go to runtheracemovie.com.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, this portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by Jeunesse, that group that delivers to help you look young, feel young, and live young. Find out more at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Jeunesse banner to discover amazing energy, nutrition, hair, and skin care products. With us right now, as promised, Abby Johnson talking about her soon-to-be-released movie, Unplanned, It's Her Story. The MPAA has given it an R rating for some disturbing and bloody images. And it's clear that even the MPAA has realized that abortion is violent. Abby Johnson, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, who would have thought, as a little girl as you were growing up, Abby, that here your story is going to be on the big screen and you are R-rated.
Yes, I know. I know. It's a Christian R-rated film. Who would have thought?
Go figure. Well, look, it needs to be R-rated in a sense that it is violent and it is, you know,
is.
Abortion is violent. And you realize this yourself as working as a clinic director for Planned Parenthood for what, 8 years?
Yeah, 8 years.
And it became life changing and defining for you. So, you know, again, this is, we can be thankful for our faith and that God is about redeeming people. And for you, this has to, you know, you must have those moments where you go, God, why me? Why did you redeem me? Huh?
Yes, I do. I'd be lying if I didn't say that. Yeah, I do. I think all the time, you know, it could have been anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, I've, you know, you always hear, God equips those that he calls. And I feel like just every day, little by little, you know, he's continuing to equip me for truly a battle that we're in. And, it's pretty amazing. I mean, it's, you know, doing a movie has been something I've never experienced before.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. But it's really, we have seen miracles take place, even while we were on set. So God, his hand is all over this film, and And this film does expose the truth of abortion, and it's sort of like the MPAA stumbled backwards into the truth.
Yes.
By admitting that abortion is violent, that it is disturbing, that, it's not this normal, sanitized sort of version of abortion that we see in media, but this is graphic.
Right.
And this film really shows the truth. It exposes the darkness, and that's really the only way that you can drive out the darkness is by bringing it to light.
Amen. Well, Abby, I have been, pushing this. I've become an evangelist for Unplanned and even the Kermit Gosnell movie because it's so important.
Yeah.
And I have gone to churches. In fact, I'm going to churches and taking the Gosnell movie. And once Unplanned is on DVD, I am going to go and take it to every church that will let me in so that I can show it and, pay the fees that need to be paid in order to make it available free for these bodies, these institutions. Because the thing is that's shocking to me is how many people of faith have not seen the Gosnell movie, for whatever reason. I mean, I will ask them, I'll say, have you seen the movie? No, they haven't seen it. You need to be educated as to what's happening, because change has always happened at the forefront of any major cultural shift in our country. People of faith have been the vanguard of that, and it is critical. And as you say, the timing is quite interesting right now with what happened in first in Hawaii, and then it went to California. We know New York, and New York was jumping up and down celebrating what they did with the radical abortion bill. And then Virginia says, oh, we can do you better than that. And they're mm-hmm. saying, okay, even if a child is born, we'll offer it comfort care, until the mother and doctor, decide what they want to do with that baby. Really? I mean, this is incredible.
Yeah.
All this timing goes in, but it's just to say that, again, I am encouraging people of faith and churches to come out in mass numbers to see your movie Unplanned, because this is all about education. You know, you were educated in a very shocking moment there at Planned Parenthood, and it changed your life and the trajectory of your destiny. And this is what we want for all people, is that we understand that, maybe they've buried some sense of shame about, participating in abortion. And when I'm saying this, I'm not just talking about men. There's women now, Abby, and as you and I talked about before, there are men that are waking up that going, oh, my God, I killed my son. I killed my daughter. I participated in this. I mean, this is heart crushing.
Well, here's the thing. This movie is for everyone. So if you're pro-choice, you should go see this film. If you are going to support something, if you are going to support a movement, you need to understand what it is that you're supporting. And no one is going to be able to walk away from this film saying, well, gosh, I just didn't know. I didn't know what abortion was. I didn't know what Planned Parenthood was about. And it's not even a film to bash on Planned Parenthood. It's a film to just simply tell the truth.
Yes.
And everybody needs to go see this. And a lot of people have said, Abby, it's just going to be a bunch of Christians to go see it. And I'm thinking, well, fantastic. Mm. Because if it was actually, if the Christian population, if just half of Christians actually stepped up and did something to fight against abortion, we would have already seen victory.
Exactly.
So if that's what it takes, then fine. It can be Christians in every single seat at the theaters, but it's going to take a conversion within our own movement, within our own churches, to really see an end to abortion and to make abortion unthinkable in our country.
Abby, it's a spectrum of people and hearts out there. Yes, some hearts are committed to Christianity. There are some hearts that have turned away from the church because of this, because they realize experientially that they bought into a lie. And they don't know how to reconcile it. And if the church abandoned them at their moment of need, how do they reconnect with somebody that rejected them, or they have that feeling that they got rejected, right?
Right. Right. Absolutely. And I believe that the end of abortion will start within the church.
Yes.
And I believe one of the reasons that abortion has been escalated to the point that it is now in our country, where this is truly an epidemic, is because the church has been silent. And if we really want to end this thing, we've got to start talking about it. We have to start ministering to those within our churches who've been affected by abortion, men and women.
Exactly.
We've got to start talking about it from the pulpit. People have to know that the church is a safe place to turn.
Right.
And right now, I don't think that they really know that. So they're turning to the arms of Planned Parenthood. And, I mean, look at the statistics. 54% of women who have abortions are church-going Christians.
Wow.
We have failed these women. And we have got to do something about it.
And I'm glad you brought the men into this, because I have been saying repeatedly for, I don't know, maybe the last decade, that I keep hearing a cry from the men. You know, the Bible talks about the cry of Rachel, you know, when Herod went in and killed all the babies right after the birth of Jesus. And I believe there is going to be a cry from the men. We're already starting to hear this, where the men are waking up and realizing, oh, my God, what have I done? And again, whether it's the men or women, as you say, our God's big enough to handle this, and the church needs to be prepared to handle this, to redeem hearts that are going to be coming in and saying, look, I messed up. I made a big mistake.
Yeah.
And they got to be loved. They got to be loved back into the kingdom and realize that God has not turned his back on them.
Yes, absolutely. And they need to hear that redemption is possible and available to every single person that asks.
You know,
and, that is our job.
Yes.
We are a hospital for sinners. And guess what? Every single one of us sits in the pew every Sunday.
Yes. Yeah, nobody is without sin, and there's no stones being picked up in the churches across America, or there shouldn't be any stones picked up, there should be arms wide open, just like the fathers, to welcome people back into the church, to be an active part of the faith, because we need other people in the church. We need other Abby Johnsons who have gone from dark to light experientially. You have a testimony. You have something that cannot be taken away, just like the blind man. You know, you don't quite understand it, but all you know, this is what you were, and I was, I am. That's what I always say. I was, I am. And the bridge in that difference is Jesus Christ. And here's the opportunity for us. And you imagine what will be unleashed, Abby, with this. I can see an incredible revival happening from coast to coast. Many have been praying. You know, Franklin Graham, many of us have joined Franklin and many others on our knees to say, God, heal our land. And we've come humbly. And again, we cannot thank you enough for Unplanned. Now, when is this going to open up nationwide?
March 29th.
March 29th, Unplanned, rated R, but it is a must-see for the entire spectrum of people of faith, and I would say those that want to know and make sure that they've got the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Abby Johnson on Bill Martinez Live. Abby, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.